These other little, the red one, you know, they get pretty long, but they're not very big around.
They're both pretty good, but now they eat, huh?
They make good bait.
Okay. What is it that usually find in lakes that have a hard shell on them?
Turtle.
Is there much of a problem with those?
Yeah, well, it's very long this time. Sure. Well, all you look at is full of them.
Are there any kinds that just stay on dry land, don't go in water?
Not that well. Most of them, you know, look for water.
Yeah. You ever heard about something like a gopher?
But I don't think we have that type around here though. That regular gopher like is usually farther west, you know.
Where do they look like?
Oh, a little, I say like a little brown hog though.
But I mean, you never heard a turtle called a gopher?
I have, you know, refer to that as just a small turtle, I would think.
Oh, just small in size?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of thing is it that's usually found in freshwater streams, you know, that hide under rocks, pinch at times?
Crawfish?
Yeah.
Crayfish is only right there, but yeah.
They,
right on there.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that good bait?
Really? I guess for bigger fish. Okay. What'd you call those little sea animals that people usually use nets to get them with? You have them for, sometimes you have them in seafood platters for cocktails, little fan-shaped animals.
Shrimp?
There's that many of them.
Not here. You have to go South Alabama again and get them. Close to the bill.
Yeah. They make pretty good eating,
huh? Yeah, they are. Good.
Okay. What kind of insect is it that flies around candles at night, usually eats your clothes?
A little moth.
Okay. And if you had several of them, you say, I have seen
moth,
several.
I guess.
Okay. How about the... what would you call that animal, or that bug that flies around at night and its tail lights up?
We call them lightning bug or firefly.
Which would you call?
Lightning bug.
All right. You ever seen those kind of long, thin-bodied insects that have two pairs of wings flying around?
Grasshopper.
Well, there's one of them like that. But these usually fly around marshes.
Dragonfly?
Yeah. Yeah. Do people call them anything other than dragonfly?
I heard them called snake doctors.
Oh, really? Do you have any idea why they call them?
I don't know.
That's a neat name, yeah.
Snake doctor. He's kind of running all small.
What different kinds of stinging insects do you have in this area?
I have bees, hornets, wasps. And because we have the different varieties of things like yellow jackets and but I guess just the wasp and the honeybee would be the two main ones.
Can you tell us something about those yellow jackets?
That's why I'm talking about nesting the ground, you know, instead of building a nest up top. They cover you up when they sting, you know, they usually attack them a pretty good little crowd, you know.
They put the feet to moving when they're going to do something.